is Redman coming to you live from the Comedy Mothership here in Austin, Texas for a brand new episode of Kill Tony. Give it up for Tony Hinchcliffe!
Who's ready for the best fucking night of their lives, huh? For Brian Redband, ladies and gentlemen. And the best damn band in the land. Raul Vallejo, Fernando Castillo, Carlos Sosa, Michael Gonzalez, Matt Mueling, John Dees, and that is D-Madness live in the flesh, ladies and gentlemen. This is indeed Kill Tony, the number one podcast, live podcast in the world, brought to you by ExpressVPN and Shopify. You guys ready for a good fucking time tonight? So, good-looking crowd we got. Before we get started, here's a little bit more from the amazing sponsors that made it all possible.
She's wide awake in her whiskey hole.
You guys ready? Start this fucking show or what, huh? Every single week, I have two of the best comedians in the world on this show. Now, this is a fun one. This is a little chemistry set for you, because sometimes I take great pride in introducing some of the top rising comedians in the world on this panel. We were one of the first shows ever to show you fucking, you know, Tim Dillon coming up and Shane Gillis coming up many, many years ago. This is one of those nights where you get a little bit of both. You get one of the first-time guests who I think is funny as fuck, and you have an absolute complete legend. In fact, he is the reigning, defending 2024 Guest of the Year. Ladies and gentlemen, your two guests tonight are Harland Williams and Nick Rochefort. Yeah! Gentlemen of the Harlan Highway, Nick Rochefort is on the Scuffed Reel Tour. Welcome, Nick. Holy shit, how exciting. Harlan Williams.
Buddy, I'm a little anxiety ridden tonight. Uh-huh. I rushed out of the house, and I don't know, mostly the women might relate to this one, but I don't like to come up here nervous or out of sorts, but I'm going to be honest. I left a 7-layer lasagna in the oven. Well, if you're going to laugh.
Seven layers. Layer. What are the different layers?
Well, let's not be nosy. The highest I've done is a 12, and this was during the... do you remember the space shuttle era?
Yeah.
And they used to put those... They used to put the space tiles on the space shuttle. Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
And they deflected the heat, and they allowed the space shuttle to ease back into Earth, and kind of like what you do to your wife, sir.
Yeah.
And what I used to do, Tony, Daddy likes to drive fast.
Ooh.
And so what I did a 14-layer lasagna. I cut it up the same size as the space tile, stuck them all over my Corvette Stingray, and I went 102 through Bakersfield.
Wow. That is amazing. Nick Rochefort is here, ladies and gentlemen. The debut of Nick Rochefort in the Kill Tony universe. How we doing, Nick?
I made an 8-layer lasagna. Oh. Here's the thing about space. I worked on the space is fake, but I don't know.
We're going to have some fun here tonight. Nick's first time on the show. Nick, you might not know, but over 300 innocent souls signed up for the opportunity to get pulled out of this bucket. If it happens, they get 60 seconds uninterrupted. You know their time is up and you hear the sound of a kitten. That means they have to wrap it up then, or else they bring out the angry West Hollywood bear. I'm going to let this convict on the run pick the first name. This is very exciting. He dug in there a little bit. He pulled one out. Very, very exciting. And like that, we go wrangle that comedian who has no idea that they just got selected. They're over there. It's dark. It's gloomy at Shakespeare's next door. People are, there's a little water cooler. They keep refilling their little plastic cups. Some of them are drinking. They have a deal with, what is it, vodka soda pitcher for like $3. Some of them are like, ah, I'm not getting pulled, and they just start fucking getting drunk over there. We have a DUI breathalyzer to check them in case they get too fucked up. Anything can happen. We crush dreams here, and we make superstars all the time. Anything can happen. Let's start the show. Your first comedian, he's from Canada. He's a very, very energized young bunny rabbit. Make some noise for the return of Danny Martinello, ladies and gentlemen. Here he is.
Recently, I was told taking a bath makes me feminine, and if having a bath makes me feminine, then tuck my nuts and call me Danielle, because I do not give a fuck. You know how many times I've seen you girls take those bathtub photos with your foot underneath the faucet and like a half a glass of Chardonnay in the corner? Mind you, it's a full bottle, eh? And then the little motivational quote of like, live your best life, queen, be who you're supposed to be. Like, I want to have that so bad. I saw a girl have a charcuterie tray in the back of her bathtub. I'm like, why can't I have a bruschetta and a bath bomb as a bro? You know, like I already take a shit and I eat a parfait. I might as well have a meat and cheese spread while I bathe. I'd have to make it more manly though, right? I'd have to have a half-crushed Modelo can in the corner. And instead of a charcuterie tray though, just a floating Zin puck in the background. You know, but I fear if I took that photo, one of my buddies would just zoom in on the stainless steel faucet, catch my dick just floating right in the middle of the tub. Because that's what it does. I'm not going to lie. It's just a buoy sitting in the middle of the Lake Flacid, just chilling, you know? Because that's what I do. Whenever I see you girls take those photos, I'm fucking zooming, dude. To the point where I can't zoom no more, and then I just take a screenshot and zoom in an extra little bit. Just to see if I can catch a dorsal fin underneath the water. Thank you, guys. I've been Danny Martinello.
Danny Martinello, representing Canada here tonight. Let me ask you a question, Danny.
Yeah, Tony.
Have you ever heard anyone else? Have you only read the word charcuterie? Have you ever talked with anyone about charcuterie? Have you run that by anybody?
To be honest, like, I don't even really know how to read, dude.
Have you ever
just sound it out?
Have you ever spoken with anybody about charcuterie?
Yeah, usually I'm like, can I just have some extra cheese and then like meats and stuff on it?
But
you know, it's charcuterie, right?
So you're doing it on purpose?
Well, you guys fucking figured it out, right?
No, we thought you were retarded for a second.
No, I mean, it ain't no difference than any of day, Tony. You always think I'm retarded.
The way you say it, bro, it sounds like a bowel disease, honestly.
Yeah.
And if I can just add to the floating penis thing, I mean, I think there's something you really forgot that we got to add. And most of you might not know this, but the penis does float, and the little hole in the tip gasps for air like a koi fish. So if you throw fish food in a man's bath, yeah, he'll eat it all up. And for you ladies, let's be honest, you're just drowning a corned beef sandwich when you take a bath.
That is true. That is true. So you've been enjoying baths. This is all real?
Yeah, I've been trying to like just relax and stuff. And I sit in the bath, I like the shower anyway. So I was like, I might as well just fill it up.
You have roommates?
No, not really, no.
Like, not really?
No, I have a roommate, but he lives in Canada, and then he only comes, like, a couple times a year. Okay. So, like, I'm kind of, like, just living on my own, which is pretty sick.
Yeah.
I miss him so much, and I wish he would show.
All right, Danny.
All right, I thought you guys would have fun with that, but...
Wacky.
No one really gave a fuck. He thought I was going to jump on and do a 5-star frog splash on the table.
Okay, Danny, what kind of Adderall are you on exactly? Canadian,
no,
Mexican?
I'm severely overdiagnosed and undermedicated. I don't do any of that stuff because I feel like it takes away from my spirit.
Wow. So you've tried it. You've tried it.
Yeah, I was forced to take Ritalin in grade 4 through 7.
And you felt like it affected your creativity in grades 4 through 7?
Yes, I was a stunted artist in that year, and it took away my shine, and my mom said, he's just a difficult spirit. You should be able to handle him as a teacher. But Edmonton Public School Board made me like take Ritalin if I wanted to stay in Edmonton.
So this Ritalin you took, you said you took it daily?
Yeah, I had to take it at lunch.
How many cases a day did you take?
Just one pill, and it was funny. It was just, like, they lined us up like little lab rats, and we'd have to go check in at the office and go, and then, but I didn't take, I'd put it under, like, in the pocket, okay. And then I would give it to this kid named Jamie Anderson, and I'd watch him snort it in the urinal.
Wow.
So yeah, like grade 5, it was pretty sick.
You were like a Ritalin Pez machine.
Yeah. I just, and then it would come
well,
out.
Well, that's a cunnilingus machine right there.
Yeah.
Are you shooting them into your girl's vulva?
Yeah. From afar, like a Thai ping pong.
Let's see.
Can you do that with your mouth again?
Aha. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why two men wanted to see me open my mouth like that, but here we are.
That's a Pez vulva right there.
Very scary. Danny, what else is going on in your life? Anything else?
Nothing much. I came back from... I went to Mexico for a wedding, which was pretty fun, except for I got Montezuma's revenge.
What exactly is that? Describe that to the people.
Chartreuse.
It's where you just basically shit through a badminton racket for 5 days. I had traveler's diarrhea. It was pretty good.
You drink the water like Charlotte from Sex and the City?
Yeah, we got a little bit fucked up and an ice cube took me out.
Wow.
You know you're tough, eh? You just get a slushy drink and you're like, ugh. But it was pretty good. I mean, yeah, I enjoyed it. It was fun.
You enjoyed the diarrhea in Mexico?
Yeah, because I was hitting the buffet a little too big. And then by the end of it, I was like... Oh.
So fucking Canadian, right? Oh, I was hitting the buffet too big.
Yeah, what? You know, right? You just gorge yourself, at, right? Because it's like, you're like, fuck it. You're like a Roman. And you're like, I'm going to eat everything.
Don't look at the Mexicans like that. What are you turning around for? You're spinning around now.
Immigrant to another. Yeah. I don't know. This is the safest place over here besides Harland Eyes. I'm looking at Tony and he's like, oh, no, something's going to come. I don't trust you, dude. I don't know what's up, but I don't trust you.
You shouldn't, pal. You're fucking damn right you shouldn't.
Danny.
Yeah, no, it was all right, and it was good, and then I, I don't know. I don't feel like I'm talking too much right now.
Perfect. Danny, congratulations. You started the show with a minute.
Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Back to Canada he goes. Danny Martinello, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
This is where things get interesting, because we are going to the bucket for our first time tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to meet human beings all together. This is the bread and butter of the show. People can become stars out of this bucket. They can fucking blow it. The pressure can get to them. Ladies and gentlemen, your first bucket pull of the night is Matthew Coffin, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go.
So, of course, Trump would call an operation that requires massive missiles to deeply penetrate a mountain to destroy a nuclear facility, Operation Midnight Hammer, which I don't even feel creative saying it at all, because I'm sure me, just like millions of other people, all thought the same thing. And that's the perfect name for a black porn star. I mean, come on. Coming tonight, Midnight Hammer. But anyways, just further proof, he's our dick. Anyways. The older I get, I feel like the more I'm turning into an old black lady, especially during the wintertime. I always feel like I need a little Afghan or a little shawl around my shoulder, and I'm always saying, Lord have mercy. For some reason, my cell phone thinks that my nuts stink and I beat my dog, and I don't know how, I mean, I don't know why my phone thinks my nuts stink. It's not like the phone has a nose or anything, and I don't talk about that stuff or anything, but, it thinks I beat my dog. I get these little alerts on my phone that says, don't abuse your animal. There's other ways to discipline it. And it's because I sing to him and say stupid shit like...
Oh, my God. Holy shit. Holy shit, Matthew.
I was just going to say, God, beat you. That is,
let's check in with Nick Rochefort.
That's one fucking suicidal Pomeranian right there. I'll tell you that much. Yeah. Yeah. Saddest dog that's ever lived.
That fucking poor dog just walking around... Not even walking around, probably dying to run away right now.
He's happy you stopped talking.
Yeah.
I thought it was a cat, to be honest. A suitcase cat. It's got a fucking handle.
The dog is the most interesting part of your entire set. You really just, like, do you practice this, Matthew? Do you, like, try?
Yeah, it's been a really busy week. I haven't actually been on stage in about 3 weeks because I've been busy, like, working.
What have you been doing for work?
Between over here, like I told you the last time, I've been working over at the strip club now, too. Working the parking lot.
You're working the parking lot?
Yeah.
At the strip club. What exactly are you doing in the parking lot?
Would you like general parking or VIP?
And that's what you do?
Mostly, yeah, and try to direct Uber drivers that don't speak English where to go in the right way and stuff like that. It's fun.
Right. And do you have your dog with you when you're doing that?
Yep. He hangs out by the car, and he got his little leash attached to the inside of the car. He's got his little pillow out there and everything, hangs out there with me.
Okay. How long have you had this dog for?
All 8 years of his life.
All 8 years of his life. And what's the name of the dog?
His name's Lucius Fox.
Okay. All right. So, Matthew, that is what you would call your service animal, correct?
Yeah, I had to pay the extra for it because I can't be without him. And he can't be without me. It just
He can be without you. He could be with anybody else.
Ask anybody next door.
And have you been diagnosed with anything? Is there a reason why you have a service dog, or is that just your trick to life? Is that what makes people think you're okay?
I didn't even know it was a thing, like, to use, like, service animals, like, to get your, not have to pay for certain things for your apartment and stuff. I had no idea. I was just like, I was talking to you late on the phone. Like, I can't be without him. He can't.
You answered an entirely different question.
I was saying I can't be without him. I had to talk to a lady to get the license and all that. So I was like, I can't be without him. He can't be without me.
This is a real human being, ladies and gentlemen. Just know these aren't like character actors that we hire, something like that. Like,
do you think you're sending the wrong message standing in a parking lot holding a dog in a place where you're trying to sell pussy?
Like I said, he hangs out by the car, and some people like him and say hello and stuff, and it's pretty cool.
Everybody's thinking it. Do you fuck the dog? Like,
do you fuck the dog?
One of the other guys likes to call him my little furry fleshlight, but no. No.
Wow.
But he's not. His bed is my bed, though. He's got an interesting story.
Holy shit, dude. This is crazy. Matthew.
Your sleeve isn't up his ass, is it?
There's nothing normal. There's nothing normal about.
Is there anything that you do without the dog?
Since I moved out here to Texas.
You're just always
sat on my lap all 1600 plus miles cross country to get here.
Uh-huh. And you came here to do stand-up comedy.
Well, like I said, after I got struck in the head with that steel girder, I took that settlement money and I was like, I can't keep denying who I am. I'm a carny, I'm a clown. I have to go where everything's happening at.
What makes you
big
think?
Big swings for defense.
Okay. I can't handle another second of this.
That dog is going to be leaking in 10 minutes.
Matthew, you already have a very small joke book, correct?
Yes.
There you go. There he goes, ladies and gentlemen. Matthew Coffin, everybody. Matthew, you got to take like a year off or something. Take like a year off. Sign up in a year. It's absolutely
take
psychotically
a bunch of
dog
bad. Years off. How about that?
Hello there. This podcast is sponsored by Shopify. You know, when I started this podcast, it seemed like I had to figure it all out on my own. You know what I mean? Stage time, setup, filming schedule, logos. Every day seemed to introduce a new decision that needed an answer. Your to-do list keeps growing every day with new tasks that can easily begin to overrun your life. Finding the right tool that helps you out can be such a game changer. For millions of businesses, that tool is Shopify. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. From household names like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just getting started. Red Bull.
Tony, I think Shopify is the greatest. It really can transform your business into something amazing. You can get started with your own design studio with hundreds of ready-to-use templates. Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store to match your brand style. Shopify is packed with helpful AI tools that write product descriptions, page headlines, and even enhance your product photography.
Get the word out like you have a marketing team behind you. Easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. So, turn your big business idea into... with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your $1 per month trial and start selling today at shopify.com/killtony. Go to shopify.com/killtony. Oh my God. We're all little service dogs when the lovely Heidi comes out. Am I right? How about a hand for Heidi, ladies and gentlemen? All right. Let's see if this bucket pull does any better. Make some noise for a fender, everybody. Here comes a fender.
I know what you guys are thinking. My hair says California, but my voice says I'd fuck a cousin. Being from the South is challenging. Usually doesn't take people long to accuse me being some type of no good, methed up, wife-beating, racist, toothless Trump supporter. But that's not true. See, in Alabama, you can only be three of those things. Because once you're four, we ship your ass to Florida. To become a legal resident of that state, you got a fucking alligator.
Hell yeah, brother.
And they're going to try to tell you it tastes like chicken. But I promise you this, does not fuck like one. Other day, my friend said I reminded him of a young Ron White supremacist.
All right.
I'll leave it there.
There you go. Offender getting actual laughs this time.
Boom.
Believe it or not, Offender's been on this show before, and at one point he was doing as bad as the last comedian that was on. I swear to God. Believe it or not, an incredible amount of growth shown this set, Offender. Oh, look at Matt Muehling. He likes growth, everybody.
Yeah, I am a grower.
So, Offender, how long have you... And what? What?
A pot grower, guys. A pot grower. I'm a pot grower.
You're a pot grower?
Yeah.
That's what you do for a living?
Yeah.
Okay. Where do you grow it?
Oregon.
Oregon.
Yeah. Williams, Oregon. Do you want the exact, like...
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, Offender, no. And the business is going good for you?
I just, I was living on my short bus for 9 months, chasing this dream in comedy.
Uh-huh.
I left for 3 months. I just paid for an apartment for 6 months up front.
Okay. Look
so
at
I'm
you.
I'm not homeless no more. I am not homeless no more.
Incredible.
I got a bathroom.
Wow. 6 months worth of bathroom. How are you playing? Have you decorated this apartment at all, or are you treating it like it's still a bus?
No. I decorated. So I got a medicine cabinet. Okay.
A medicine cabinet?
Yes. This okay. is important.
Okay. Yes.
Really cool. I've never had a medicine cabinet before.
Yes. Somewhere to put all of your medicine.
All of my medicine. I got my rolling papers in there, my grinder. Above it, I got the cologne and the eye drops, which I forgot to bring right now. Sorry about that.
That's not decorating, though. That just like that, yeah. that comes with the apartment. Yeah. Like, is your walls just like you spread poop all
I
over?
I got a medicine cabinet. I've done a lot of decorating.
Yeah.
Can I ask
I
you something,
eyes.
Bro?
Yes,
just,
sir.
This is just a reaction
yes,
thing.
Sir.
It's almost like a test when they hit your knee at the doctor's office. It's a reflex thing.
Okay.
I'm going to say something. I just want to... Thanks for crouching. I can still see you.
Go ahead, Harlan. I'm sorry about that crouching tiger.
It's like the giant crawdad went by in the mud. All right, this is just like a reflex thing. I'm going to say it. I just want to see how you react.
Okay.
All right, guy? I can't believe it's not butter.
All right.
He was my stepdad, so that makes sense.
Okay, a little Fabio reference straight out of 1994 yeah, for yeah. you back when.
Yeah, I'll never forget. I was in my bedroom playing with a lasagna. And
Offender, tell us more about this new apartment. This is a big deal for you. A lot
Fuck yeah, dude. I was living amongst these homeless, these savages, dude. They take shits in the street. You got to be respectable. You got to put it in a bag, and then you got to find a trash can far, far away. from the mothership.
Okay.
I've always wanted to ask this question. I'm not trying to be a wise guy, but when a homeless dude or woman cracks a loaf in the street.
Okay.
Like when they drop a Cracker Barrel Thunder Loaf or okay. an Olive Garden chicken souffle, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. What do you wipe with?
It's a great question. What do they wipe with? You were out there. You had a firsthand account.
I'm pretty sure, shockingly, nothing. They don't wash their hands either.
So they're just walking around with the leftover in their crack.
Yeah.
A little.
Wow, dude. I wasn't ready for that answer.
A little souffle for later.
Did you ever, like, bend down? You were desperate. Maybe you had a hot date with another homeless chick the other night. And you bent down backwards and wiped your crack with your golden fleecy hair?
It's a great question.
Great question.
Offender, are you making money anyway while you're here in Austin, Texas?
Yes, sir.
How are you doing that?
Comedy.
You're making money. You're doing paid gigs?
I do paid gigs. I bark, whatever, however I can help any show or anybody that has an opportunity for me. I extend my offer and say, hey, I'm willing to do this. I live here for this. I mean,
that's how often do you bark? More or less than the last comedian's dog? Not a real question. Offender, what's your love life like? You're a handsome man.
Thank you.
How does that work out for you now that you have your own apartment? Is that something that you're doing?
You know, it's something that every man probably is thinking about. But me personally, I don't have time for it, man.
You don't have time for the ladies?
No.
No.
Well, you got yourself. Look at you.
What is the tattoo right here on the arm? I'm glad I asked.
Okay. I don't know if you guys can see it.
Can you describe it with words?
Yes.
All right. So it's got a wood handle, a metal shaft. Some would call it a shank, but it's not.
Okay.
It's an old school can opener.
Nice.
What?
I was more talking
in case
about
I have to open a can of whoop ass on somebody. Oh, you know what I mean?
I was more talking about the Predator CIA coding you have on your wrist right here. What the hell is that?
Yeah, what's that?
That's frightening.
Okay, so I have this right here is Uzetti. And then this is Dottie. That's Croatian for give and take because life is all about the give and take.
Wild. Okay, all
Did
right.
Did you ever meet a homeless woman with a tattoo of a can of beans on her leg?
Yeah. Celia Contreras, dude. I did just, you guys were at Skankfest. I was actually working there, which was a fucking great time. I actually fought in the skank fights.
Okay. How did that go?
25-second submission, armbar, the fastest submission of the weekend.
You won?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, my God. You hit the can opener on somebody.
Hell yeah, I did. Good thing I have it.
Wow. Absolutely incredible.
Triple HIV. That's me.
Yeah.
I got to ask, though. I got to follow up. You're in the street, right?
I was. Yes, sir.
Well, you still are.
Yes, sir.
And it's a tough world out there, right? Yeah. We've all watched Animal Planet, right?
Okay, yeah.
You ever, since you do have some mad skills in the ring, you ever get into any tussles out on the mean streets, my guy?
Yeah, so I'm actually, like, notoriously known for breaking up fights down here, trying to protect people from harming themselves even further.
Oh, wow.
One night, a guy did aggress me, and I had to, you know, take care of myself. But
you jerked off on him?
Fuck, yeah, I did. Yeah, they pulled out a stretcher and everything. No, but I did have to wrap up a guy, but I try to do it in a respectful way that doesn't harm anybody. The worst thing is, in today's, especially on the street, it's pretty violent. People need to be aware.
Did he put hands on you? Did you take any shots, my guy?
Dip and then hip toss and put him in a triangle. Choked him till the cops showed up.
Sounds like you broke into a square dance from what you just showed me. What the? Well, let's not act that out.
Okay.
Offender, congratulations. You've never gotten a big joke book on this show before, correct? Have you?
I have. The very first.
Well, then there you go.
Hey, it got filled up. And I.
Are you just saying that? Are you going to sell this on the streets to somebody? No. All right, there you go. Offender, ladies and gentlemen. There we go.
Yes.
Two return bucket pulls to start the show. This looks like a new name. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong. We're going to find out. But let's hear it for Emo Majok, ladies and gentlemen. Emo Majok. Here we go.
Not in book. Nah, I'm fucking around. I speak English, guys. Holy shit, there's a lot of white people here. I'm Tariq's stepdaddy, the blackest fuck one. I'm from South Sudan. I'm from South Sudan, but I live out in Australia. I love the diversity you got here in America, because there's no black people in Australia. There's like literally like me and my cousin Chad. So I'm out in LA right now, and I love doing the comedy in LA. I do the black rooms over there. The black rooms are kind of like this, but with black people. And I love performing with African Americans, you know? Because as an African, we see African Americans as our cousins. Like an African American is technically an African that got caught. And every 4 years at the Olympics, they remind the world that you will never catch them again.
Emo.
Fool me once.
Majok, ladies and gentlemen. Wow.
What up, Tony?
Great set, Emo. Welcome. This is your first time on the show.
First time out here, yeah. I've tried a couple times, but this is my first time on here, so yeah.
Hell yeah. And how long have you been doing stand-up?
I've been doing stand-up for about 7 years now.
Seven years. And all of it in South Sudan? How much in America?
No. Now, out in Australia. I'm from Perth, Western Australia. I've been doing it out there, but I'm mainly in Melbourne. I'm all around Australia.
All around Australia.
Australia, yeah.
Look at you. Amazing.
He wrote a shipping container to get there.
Yeah. Yeah. How did you end up in Perth?
We got sponsored as refugees. So we got taken to Australia.
How old were you when that happened?
Like a reverse slavery. I was 8 years old. I was 8 years old.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Can I give him a compliment?
Yeah, give him a compliment.
Can I give you a wonderful compliment, my friend?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Go for it.
We all have different gradients and shades of skin. Black people, white people, Asian people.
You want to touch it? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think I would, yeah. You have like dark skin, but it's a beautiful. I just love the tone and the shade of your skin.
Thank you, man. When white people show that much interest in black people, I got nervous.
What's your address?
Amazing. Emo.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was afraid of the dark.
Ah.
And now here I am.
How about now?
Meeting you. So I have to ask you, what scares you?
What scares me?
Yeah.
White people.
Yeah, that makes sense.
White people and cops.
That makes perfect sense.
What's your address?
What's my... Exactly what I'm talking about.
Emo, what else are you into? You have any special skills or hobbies or talents?
I love stand-up, man. I love traveling. I travel a lot. Mm-hmm. I try to expose myself to as much cultures as possible.
Yeah. So, what have you learned from these different cultures? What are some of your favorite cultures?
What have I learned? That we are one race.
Hold on, wait, what?
One race, one human race.
One race.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you're a marathon guy. No. But like, where are your favorite places that you've traveled?
My favorite places? I've been out to Asia, but I love being out here in America. You do make me a little bit nervous with your guns and shit. But America's cool. Every different state has got their own little different rules and different cultures and stuff, so I really like it.
You say that Texas's guns make you nervous. Have you ever shot a gun?
Yeah, I shot guns. Yeah, come on, I'm from Africa.
Okay. All right. I love it. You shot guns in Africa?
I shot guns in Australia and in Africa, yeah.
Okay, what were you shooting in Africa? Was that at a range or
just cans?
What?
Cans?
Cans.
Container ship captains. Cans. That's who he shot.
You ever shoot a slingshot or throw a rock?
Yeah, I made a slingshot when I was a kid. Yeah,
okay, well, go to Canada. You can do it some more.
I just came from Canada. I had my first Canadian winter just recently.
You had your first week. What?
My first Canadian winter.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How did it feel?
Cold.
Cold.
It felt cold.
That's the right answer.
I was out in Saskatchewan. which is nobody knows where the fuck that is. I mean,
yeah, we know where that is.
Oh, you know it?
Yeah, of course.
That's quite the prairies, Tony. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you're a Canadian.
I know. It's an old comedian, my Gary David, a Canadian comedian, he used to do this joke. He'd say, Saskatchewan is so flat. It's the only place in the world you can sit on your front porch and watch your dog run away for 3 weeks. And he wasn't very good, you can tell. Do you want to touch it? Do you want to touch it? How about now? I got a lasagna in the oven. Don't fuck with me.
Emo, you're a world traveler. You are a specific shade, as mentioned earlier. What's the most racist thing anybody's ever done to you? So you seem like such a nice, sweet guy, and like it's interesting how people judge a book by its cover.
Yeah, I'm from Australia. Like that place is racist as fuck. But that is my kind of speed, though. Better the racist you know than the racist you don't.
Yes.
Right, someone catch me and try to rub it off. That was a little insulting in Asia. Fuck you, Bali.
An Asian in Bali asked if you could rub any of that off.
No.
They tried
to rub it off. Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah.
Did they use like lemon pledge or anything?
I think she just trusted her own hands and was unsuccessful.
Have you had any jobs other than being a comedian?
Yeah, I had a ton of jobs. I worked in call centers. I worked in...
What? What was the first one?
Call centers.
Oh, I thought you said coal centers, and I was wondering if you were the coal for a second. He said he likes racism, ladies and gentlemen. He feels at home.
My kind of speed, yeah. I worked in warehousing, but stand-up was definitely my favorite job.
Yeah. How about your love life? You seem like a handsome man, I'm sure.
I got a partner.
You have a partner?
Yeah, I got a partner. Fiance, we just got engaged.
Where'd you meet this partner at?
She's Canadian. I met her at a festival in Australia back in 2018.
Nice.
Is she a girl?
Yeah, well, by my studies, yeah.
Well, when someone says partner, I don't know if it's a girl.
She's a girl, yeah.
She's a girl.
She's a woman, not a girl.
She's a woman, yeah.
Right. Canadian woman, white?
No, she's Indian background. Brown girl. Brown,
wow.
Yeah. Okay, Indian background.
Shout out to Aaliyah.
You met her at the call center, I'm guessing?
I met her at a festival in Melbourne. Is there any water right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't you just call for some?
Oh, yes. All right. Yes, let's get it.
Absolutely. You have cotton mouth? I don't even have to do the rest of that joke. I don't even have to do it. You can't even make it up, ladies and gentlemen. First person asked for water in years. Just so happens to be one of the darkest human beings I've ever seen in my entire life.
Just for fun at the call center, I'm just curious. You ever just do like a Tarzan call?
Well, Tarzan was not black.
That's true. That's true. Harlan's been watching the Disney remake of Tarzan on Netflix. Only on Netflix.
Just bunched us up in one fucking pile.
It's too late now, Red Band. Red Band just has his fingers hovering over the Lion King setup that he has right now. Nothing. Okay, it's a Tracy Chapman reference. Has anybody ever...
Grace Jones, yeah.
This is amazing. You have to understand, Emo, we're very excited to have someone like you here. It's our first time interviewing the curtains, so it's very exciting. It's very exciting for us. Technically, you've been on every episode of the show.
Probably sponsored by me.
That's right.
That is Tony, right. He's the captain now.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, my goodness. Get serious quick. I love it. Emo, what do you think Because you are indeed dark. We've covered this. Yeah. But I have to ask, what do you think is the whitest thing about you? If there's something about you that you do, maybe...
Teeth?
Oh, okay. That's a good answer.
My teeth?
That is good.
Hey, my credit report. I tell you that much.
I love it. Emo, you are fantastic. What a great interview. What a great set. What a great sense of humor. Welcome to the Kiltony Universe, the debut of Emo Majok, ladies and gentlemen. There you go. That's how it's done. It's exciting. Yeah, we've come a long way from that first bucket pull.
Yeah, he was good. Yeah. Solid.
Solid. Oh, we liquefied him and put him in a drink for Harlan. Look at that. There he is. That fast. He goes from a solid to a liquid, ladies and gentlemen. Only on Kiltony do we have this type of technology. Rogan has a lot of money as a human liquefier in the back. All right. Indeed, this podcast is sponsored by Quo. Let's talk about something every business owner knows too well. Missed calls. It's like watching money fly out the window. That's why today's episode is brought to you by Quo, spelled Q-U-O, the smarter way to run your business communications. Quo is the number one business phone system built for 2025, not 1995, with over 3,000 reviews on G2. Forget juggling phones or using a landline. Quo works right from an app on your phone or computer. Right, bam.
Tony, I love Quo so much. It's the best business phone system around. Your whole team can share one number and collaborate on calls and texts like a shared inbox, meaning faster responses and happier customers.
That's right. That's why over 90,000 businesses are already running on Quo. From solo operators to growing teams, Quo helps businesses stay connected and look professional. Try it for free when you go to Quo.com/Kiltony. That's Quo.com/Kiltony. You can even keep your existing number. Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers.
He's bubbly.
He was bubbly on stage, too.
Yeah.
Dark and bubbly.
Wow, wonderful.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, your next bucket pull goes by the name of Ashley Ann, everybody. Here we go.
What's up, guys? So, I found out my ex was bisexual when I found the Grindr app on his phone, which I thought was just like a GPS app to the gyms. And it was. To Jim's and Mike's and Tony's. That's not why we broke up, though. It was actually because he's a whore. Bisexual I can deal with, but bi-loyal, absolutely not. Then I found out my boyfriend's best friend's girlfriend, she confessed to me that they had had a threesome. Which is crazy. Like, they tied her up naked in the bed. She thought she was going to get some kinky good fun, but they actually just forgot she was there and went out just, you know, right next to her. Which to me sounds a lot less like a threesome and more like a coming out party that took a hostage. It actually took him 2 years to admit that all of those things were true, too. Which is fair if you consider the fact that most people can't admit that they're the problem, let alone admit that they're at the bottom.
Wow. All right. Ashley Ann getting her revenge on her ex-boyfriend publicly. I'm guessing what this is. Did he introduce you to this show?
Is this totally crush on you. Absolutely.
What?
No.
What?
He did not. I haven't talked to that man in a very long time.
Okay. Probably. How long ago was this breakup?
It was like 13 years ago.
Oh, wow. This is perhaps one of the craziest ex-girlfriends we've ever had on this show. Wow.
Okay, I want to say...
Revenge is sweet, ladies and gentlemen. 13 years she's been plotting and planning. Wow. How long was the relationship?
Well, it took me that long to get over the trauma. First of all, I'm now writing about it. You know, release. Maybe like 3 years.
Okay, so 3 years, held on to it for 13.
Yeah, there's a good reason why, but I can't say it publicly.
AIDS.
AIDS is the answer.
That's definitely not it.
Okay, good.
You can't say. Is he famous or something?
I would tell you, not them.
Okay, what a great podcast guest you are. I'm sure the millions of people at home are going to go.
Okay, fine. I'll tell you.
Perfect.
It's my daughter's dad.
It's your daughter's dad. Okay.
It was actually 8 years ago. I was trying not to be too specific for him, but...
So you've answered nothing.
Listen, he's in prison, so, I mean, he's happy. It's fine.
There you go. All right. This interview's moving at an interesting pace. Yeah, yeah. What's he in prison for?
DUI.
A DUI. Yeah. How do you get sent for prison for a DUI?
Running away with a car and then running it into the back of another car.
Okay. So, all right. How long's he in prison for?
Oh, he did 5 years, but he went right back.
Why did he go right back?
Armed robbery.
There it is. Hey, everybody. Seriously, you can't answer the simplest of questions. It's amazing.
Yeah, he thought it was crazy. He just never touched a gun a day in his life. He just knew where he wanted to be and how to get there.
He's never touched a gun a day in his life. He knew where he had to be, but he went. But he did have a gun during the robbery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure did.
All right. Okay. How long is he in prison for this time?
I don't care. I don't know. I actually don't know.
Perfect. You are literally the worst interview in the history of the show. This is unbelievable.
Listen, when my fiance watches this, he's going to make fun of me so bad. He's here.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, he's probably going to cheat on you in a bisexual threesome. I can see how this is all working out, by the way. He's probably going to get himself thrown in prison by doing whatever it takes just so that he doesn't have to deal with you anymore. I'm starting to all make sense, Ashley. Yeah. How long have you been attempting stand-up comedy?
About a year.
A year. All of it here in Austin?
Mm-mm.
Where do you live?
No. I live in DFW.
DFW. Yeah. Dallas, DFW.
Fort Worth. I live in Fort Worth, yeah, but I work all over the place, so.
You found a rich cowboy to buy you a 10-carat diamond ring after all that shit?
That is a huge ring.
Monster.
Yeah. He is legally blind. He had to find me somehow, so.
He's actually blind?
He is legally blind, yes.
Wow.
It all makes sense now.
Listen, he can see me. He just has no peripheral. He's like a Roomba on low battery.
He probably wishes he was deaf.
He is, a little bit.
He's a little bit deaf, too?
Yeah.
Wow, where did you find this guy?
I don't know. My standards were, like, over here.
It's an easy question. Where did you meet this guy?
A bar, karaoke.
The bar, karaoke. Yeah. What was your song? What were you singing that night?
Fuck, he made me sing some Reba McEntire Fancy.
You're like Courtney Love.
Yeah. Yeah.
More like Courtney Hate.
Except
how
I'm the natural
that?
Blonde, so.
You're a fucking monster.
God. I know. Yeah, I make fun of my blind fiance a lot. I'm sorry.
How did he end up blind and partially deaf?
Partially deaf because he sits next to my fucking speakers when I host karaoke. Blind, he was born. He's got RP, retinitis pigmentosa.
Okay.
So he just was born with full vision and loses it gradually until.
So he has double pigmentosa, huh?
Yeah.
Double pigmentosa?
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
Wasn't that, what is it? How do you say it?
Retinitis pigmentosa. I know it sounds like a Harry Potter spell. Retinitis pigmentosa.
Sounds more like one of Winnie the Pooh's little buddies.
Oh, pigmentosa.
Yeah, totally.
All right, Ashley Ann, I got to keep this thing moving along.
For sure.
Here's a really small joke book. Can you catch it?
Yes.
I'm going to leave it a little bit short because you seem like a walking lawsuit here. There you go. Perfect. Ashley Ann. There you go. Good God Almighty. All right. Let's get a little palate cleanser up here, ladies and gentlemen. We've had some giggles with these bucket pulls, but now it's time to drop the hammer. I present to you one of the greatest regulars in the history of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, here, doing a spot in the middle of a random episode of Kill Tony, I present to you a man who, one day, perhaps, by the grace of God, will be a citizen of the United States of America. But for now, he remains the Estonian assassin. This is Ari Mäti!
I love thinking always how American movies play in other markets. Like if you're in Japan and you went to see Oppenheimer. Bummer. No Japanese people in that movie, just a sexy scientist smoking cigarettes. Just, should I? Just banging chicks at university. Just click. Back to banging. Or like if you're in Korea and you went to see Marley and Me. The whole time you watch that movie, you're like, how long is this meal gonna take? Sometimes they rename American movies to fit for the local market. Like Taken with Liam Neeson. In Albania, it was called Normal Business Guy. Does honest business. Until American asshole intervenes. Schindler's List, in Germany, it was called Scheiße, so close. But my favorite movies are Denzel Washington movies. He makes killing look so easy. He's just a lazy, fat old guy. You're at home eating chips. You're like, yeah, I got it like that. Every Denzel movie is him at a diner trying to finish a meal. But then a hooker gets in trouble. Every Denzel movie is just him at a diner. Kills 26 people. Takes down a whole syndicate. It's a hot hooker, though. You gotta save a hot hooker. Okay, this is an act out of Denzel Washington trying to finish a meal. But then the hooker who gets in trouble is a fat cow. Ain't nobody saving a fat cow. Thank you guys so much.
Wow. 3 minutes and 30 seconds. The only human that we allow and that can take the ball and run with it and crush.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
What a presentation. No, we love it.
I didn't have time to cut it down.
No, it's great. You're fucking, that's a movie chunk right there, and we love it. Someone's been watching some movies this week. You look fantastic. You're crushing. Life is good.
I look like a lead singer in, like, you know, like a vampire band.
Yeah. A very emotional band.
Death is infinite. You know.
Ari, what have you been up to?
Yeah, not much. I had my first Halloween in America, you know. I know it's a while ago, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have Halloween in Estonia. We have Russians. Things are scary enough.
Do the local Estonians and the Russians, like, what's the difference? Explain to these...
One are murder and raping empire, and the other are really nice, intelligent, beautiful people.
Wow. Wow. And you've seen that firsthand? You've seen some Russian pillaging, if you will?
Yeah, when I was like 14, I remember I got beat up by these two Russian kids. They were also 14, but in Russia, 14, they got like hair on their knuckles, two kids, a divorce, three jobs, you know. I was like an Estonian 14-year-old. I had a doll, you know. I was doing parkour. No, literally, I was doing parkour, and then they saw me doing parkour, and they came up to me, and they said in Russian, they go, Estonskoy pederast, which... means like Estonian, which I don't know how they already knew.
And then what? Did you throw the first punch or
they? No, never.
No.
They threw the first punch and then they claimed it was necessary due to NATO. So.
I love it. You seem well rested. What have you been up to?
Yeah, I went to Mexico for a week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Look at that. A lot of fans of Mexico here. Wonder why. We have a large Latino fan base here tonight.
I saw a lot of Mexicans that I wish would come here.
Are you in love with a Mexican girl?
I fell in love every day, every single day.
Yeah.
The way they look at you, too. It's crazy, you know? Like Mexican women, they look at you like, I'll fuck you, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, they will.
I walked around with a Kill Tony hoodie, and so many Mexicans would look at my hoodie, look at me, and they would go, hey, what did Tony do? It was like the main joke. It was so funny. I saw them. Every time I saw them look at the hoodie, I'm like, here it comes. What did Tony do? I don't know. That sounded Italian. Yeah, I went to Cozumel, beautiful island. And, dude, when I was there for the first night, I had such a funny incident where, okay, I Google Map restaurants, and a lot of kosher. You know?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yeah.
A lot of kosher. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is Mexico. Fuck kosher, you know? And then I go outside of my hotel. First thing I see in Cozumel, two Jewish guys, full Jew. Not like adapted, but like not hiding at all. Just full with the things, you know? You know, like full, like.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And they were arguing, two Jewish guys arguing with a Mexican guy who, he's the guy who rents out scooters and like motorbikes. Mm-hmm. And the Mexican is, just when I walk by them, the Mexican is saying, I keep deposit. Look, scratches. I have evidence. No scratch here before. I have picture. Look, there is scratch. And then the Jewish guy goes, no, we need deposit. I also have picture. And then they show the picture. And then I go and eat. About 10 minutes later, I see the Jewish guys walking away from there with like a wad of money in their hand. And then the other one looks at the guy. He goes, Photoshop is free and so are we. Just
wow. So they're like that in Mexico too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Punta Judea.
That was just funny.
That is incredible. Wow. Amazing.
A racist, huh, Harland?
Well, only if you're Jewish or Mexican.
But yeah, I had fun, yeah. Halloween party. Did you go to a Halloween party?
No.
You got to be careful with Halloween, my guy.
Tell me.
Well, how long you been in America, my guy?
Like 1 year and a half.
1 year and a half. Tony will back me up on this red band. The key is to be careful with the costume, okay?
Uh-huh.
I blew it last year. I went out dressed as a piñata and went trick-or-treating down in the Latino community.
Mm-hmm.
And they beat the Three Musketeers out of me.
You know what?
If I could get some kind of noise to back me up. Funnier.
I did go to a Halloween party, and what I noticed is every chick is like a sexy, slutty cat, huh? Mm-hmm. That's like the only hot animal they can think of.
Yeah.
There are a lot of chicks that should have been a sexy elephant, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You should have gone to Jeffrey Dahmer's house. He had a bearskin rug. Funnier.
But there were so many chicks dressed as a sexy cat at this party where I was at, that I, when I was at this party and I saw all these titties and pussies out, I kind of understood Islam. Because there would be like all the chicks with the sexy pussy cat out, and then there would be that one chick, you know, dressed like as a banana. You know, just the faces out. And I would look at her like, fuck, what's under the banana?
Yeah, yeah. Creates a little mystery.
Just like the burqa. Mystery is just as hot as sluttiness.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. The banana wins. Ari, you are unbelievable. What a fucking set. Triple the work that you had to do. This place, creating stars. If Cam's on SNL, I can't imagine what Ari Maddie's going to be doing in the very near future. One more time for Ari Maddie, ladies and gentlemen. Onward we go. Back to the bucket, ladies and gentlemen. And your next comedian goes by the name of Jack Hemphill. Here we go. The opportunity of a lifetime.
Yo, I don't know if you can tell by looking at me, but I got my haircut at the lesbian barber shop. They kind of fucked me up, though. It's my fault. They asked me what I wanted. I said, I don't know, just scissor me. I keep seeing ads for male enhancement pills. They're supposed to make your dick bigger, longer, stronger. I don't know about that. I wish they'd come out with something for female enhancement. Yeah, how about a pill that makes you shut the fuck up? Growing up was weird. My dad, he was always on this seafood diet where if he got home and he didn't see food on the table, he'd hit my mom. Shit, man. Life's hard these days. Like, if a white dude wants to be black, they call him a wigger, right? I'm a white dude, and I really want to be Mexican. What does that make me, a wiener? Shit.
That would make you a white back. Just to let you know what the funnier punchline is there, Jack Hemphill. Welcome, Jack. This is your first time on the show?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been doing stand-up?
Like 2.5 years. Something.
Where at?
Fucking Hidden Creek open mics, Green Room.
So here in Austin, Texas?
Yeah, here in Austin.
Nice.
Yeah.
What do you do for work?
I'm unemployed right now.
Uh-oh. How much money do you have saved?
Like 15, 20, you know. Just fucking living, bumming for the rest of the year.
15, 20,000?
Yeah.
Total?
Yeah.
So what's your rent?
$1,150.
So you have about a year. That's about half as much as a Fender has.
I suppose.
Or twice as much. Okay, so what's your plan? How are you going to make money, Jack?
Shit, I'm going to fucking go to Mexico for the month of December, fucking learn Spanish, come back, and get a sales job or something. I don't know.
Okay. What's your plan? How did Mexico enter the chat exactly?
Well, I kind of want to be Mexican, you know? I want to go there, take classes to learn Spanish, take some cooking classes.
In one month.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I can pull it off.
You don't know Spanish at all?
I know a little bit. I grew up in Texas, so I took it in elementary school, middle school, high school.
Okay. How old are you?
24.
24 years old. You're unemployed right now, but what was the last job that you had?
I was fucking, it was a sales job. Just fucking cold calling, bullshitting, you know, construction dude.
How long did you have that job for?
Like 6 months.
Okay. They fired you?
Yeah.
Why?
I deserved it.
Why?
Because I kept staying up all night on my phone and then showing up late for work the next day.
Yeah, what would you be doing on your phone in the middle of the night?
Dude, fucking scrolling Instagram reels.
What is your algorithm like? If we looked at your...
Really racist.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anything else? Just racism?
Racism, fucking jokes, random bullshit. I don't know. Like stuff that is unfulfilling. Just fulfilling enough for me to try and see if there's something better on the next scroll. But nothing more than that.
Midgets with giant tits have entered my algorithm. I clicked on it one time, and now it's my entire recommended page. And I don't know exactly how or why, but I do keep clicking on it and staring at them.
So wait, you're out of work right now?
Yeah.
Dude, it breaks my heart. And I'm going to be emotional here. And I think you people are it breaks my heart to see Natalie Portman out of work.
Yeah, you look like the meanest lesbian at a lesbian bar, man. You're awesome.
Thank you.
It really does.
You would probably get a job at like Medieval Times or something like that. Like,
probably. I know I can't juggle, but I'll learn if they pay enough.
Have you ever put your lips on the front of a Tesla and just sucked?
What part exactly would he suck on?
The hood.
The what?
The hood.
Oh, the hood.
Because that's the biggest area for his giant Natalie Portman suck mouth.
Okay. What is your love life like? What are you into?
I mean, honestly, I catch a lot of lesbians. Yeah.
But seriously,
not recently. I mean, my only options are like dating apps, and I feel like the fucking app runners are like digital e-pimps, you know, selling twat, and I don't want to be a digital like simp.
What's the last date you went on? The last hookup you had, perhaps.
I fucking 37-year-old lady at like South by Southwest.
At South by Southwest?
Yeah, just
like there on location? Or you met her there?
It was like a bar show. Yeah, I just met her there.
What'd she look like?
Dude, she fucking...
When like, it starts with dude, you know it's going to be good.
Dude, she was wide, right? And looked fat under her clothes, but she had a flat stomach. It was weird. It was a weird body type, big old titties. She smelled like corn tortillas and pozole. It was pretty nice.
And torta.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah.
Sick.
Yeah. It was a Latina?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
How do you think she felt looking up and seeing she's fucking Natalie Portman with with an altar boy's mustache?
So how did that, where exactly did that sexual hookup take place?
At her place?
At her place.
Yeah. Herpes?
at her place.
I'm sorry. I heard herpes.
You did. You did hear herpes. Her place. So how did that end? Did you last long?
Stop talking to her. I mean,
oh, okay, perfect. Yeah. Well, that's not exactly the... all right, Jack. Well, congratulations. Here's a medium-sized joke book for you. Jack Hemphill, everybody. Her place. All right, keeping it moving along. Make some noise for your neck. Oh, my goodness. There's the lovely Heidi. Check out our podcast, Love on the Line, at HeidiRegina.com. Let's make some noise for your next bucket pull. It's Doc Ferry, everybody. Anything can happen. It's Doc Ferry.
I love pussy. I just can't stand you fucking bitches. Let me explain. I'm surrounded by females. I got 9 aunts, only 2 uncles. I got 3 ex-wives. I got 4 daughters, no sons. And I got 7 grandkids, 6, which are girls. So what I'm trying to tell you, ladies, is I'm onto your fucking bullshit. And y'all are fucking crazy. Let me give you an example. My dad caught me smoking a cigarette when I was younger. He made me smoke the whole pack in front of him. I get it. You know, punishment fits the crime. Now my mother, she caught me jerking off in the bathroom. She made me... I can't look my uncle in the eyes to this day. It was horrible. My dumbass wife asked me a dumbass question. She said, do you have a favorite song? I said, yeah, you want to hear it? She said, yeah. I said, all right, here it goes. Second verse, same as the first. She said, that's not a song. I said, it's music to my ears, bitch. Now suck my cock. Thank you very much. My name's Doc.
Wow. Oh, my God. Nick.
You just turned every pussy in this place to sand. Yeah. Good job. Yeah.
It's frightening.
Who says ISIS doesn't have a sense of humor? Sir, you're still crouching and I can see you.
There he goes.
Doc, welcome. You've been on this show before, right?
About 2 months ago.
Okay. Well, welcome back. Remind us, how long you been doing stand-up?
About 2 years now.
2 years. And what do you do for work?
I am going to school currently for HVAC.
HVAC. You're going to learn HVAC. Well, that sucked. See what I did there? What were you going to do?
I was going to say the exact same thing.
Yeah, exactly.
My brother.
There we are.
Thanks for standing erect.
There she is. Look at that. Someone that dresses like a banana for Halloween. Anyway. So, Doc, is that true what you said? You have three ex-wives and four daughters?
Three ex-wives, four daughters.
How do these marriages all end?
Horribly.
Yeah, give us a little right. breakdown.
My first wife was my high school sweetheart. I actually lost my virginity to her, which was ironic because 10 years later, I lost my car, my kids, half my money for 16 years.
Yeah.
My second wife was the meanest woman walking the face of the earth, still is. She's in Germany. She's German, true German. I don't need to say any more about that. That was rough.
She was the worst. She was the meanest.
She was the meanest. I actually, we talked about this before, but I got PTSD after going to war three times with the military from the ex-wives.
Wow.
So I went to therapy and everything.
Can you give us an example of what type of...
Tony.
I believe she was on this show earlier, by the way, now that I think about it. Is her name Ashley Ann by any chance?
I can tell you this. I can tell you horrible things because it's not just the ex-wives. I don't date anymore. I'm done with women. They're fucking just obnoxious. I can't fucking take... Sorry, ladies. Get your sisters together, okay? Because they're fucking up. So here's some shit.
Sorry, ladies. Not a chance. Sorry, girls. You're not getting a shot at them.
I'll be outside after. I'm available. I'm single.
Hey, do your hands get bigger every time you beat the shit out of one of your wives? You got mitts on you, dude.
Just gets flatter right here.
You ever lay in bed at night, rub your beard, and pretend you're fingering a girl from the 70s?
That's a good question.
You're on to me. Does it show?
Yeah.
Exactly, I do that.
To keep telling us about the most traumatic wife you
had. Well, the most traumatic wife, things that she did. The last 2 years of our marriage, I was locked in the basement, scared to death of her. She would come to work and she would show her ass. I mean, bad. She didn't care who was there. She just act a fool up and down.
What does that mean exactly? What does that mean to you? What exactly would she do?
Here's a good example.
You guys worked together at the time?
No.
She would go to her work.
She came to my work.
Right.
I was.
Which at the time was what?
In the military.
Oh, she would show up to a military base?
Yep.
Okay, go ahead.
And she would act crazy. But one of the things that happened while I was in the military and married to her was I was in the bathroom taking a shower, and she literally kicks in the door, right? And I look like this, and she goes, "I want you to take the shower on your knees." And I was like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" She said, the sound of the water is going to wake the baby." I said, "Get the fuck out of the bath." She was serious.
Who are you married to, fat bastard? What the fuck are you talking about?
It's Fiona.
Talked about.
When she got mad, that's what she sounded like. It was horrible, and she was mad all the time.
Wow. What ethnicity are you exactly?
I am half white and half Mexican.
Half white, half Mexican. Okay, tell us about the third wife.
Third wife was the whore. We went in depth with this
one. Oh.
Yeah, this one was, I'll just give it quick.
Yeah.
While I was contracting overseas, she was back here putting herself on Craigslist personals. Uh-huh. And she was dating a lot of people, usually 5 to 7 guys at a time. Mm-hmm. And so when I came back, I said, why did you do it? And she was like, "Well, the relationship had just lost its romance." I was like, "Good luck finding a romantic gangbang, bitch." And then I thought, oh, holy shit, I gave her permission. You know, I didn't know if a romantic gangbang was a real thing. So I had to go to a Pornhub. I went to Pornhub and put romantic gangbang in the search bar. And I tell you what, it took me 15 hours, a half bottle of Jergens, and a trip to the emergency room. And by God, I was right. She's a nasty bitch.
Wait, you ended up in the emergency room? Are you making a joke?
I'm making a joke.
Okay,
she's a bitch in the end.
Okay, Doc. Let me ask you this, because you seem to really hate women at this point in your life.
I am not fond of them.
Right. What's the last date you went on? Have you ever had a positive interaction as of late with a woman at all? Do you kind of go into it thinking this isn't going to work?
No, I go in there with a very positive attitude.
Okay, so what's that like? Can you give us an example of a recent date that you went on where...
I haven't dated in 2 years.
You haven't been on a date in two years. Have you hooked up with anybody in the last 2 years? Not at all. Not at South by Southwest?
Nothing. December 22?
What happened in December of 22?
That was the last time I got laid. That's the last date I had.
How did that happen? What went down there?
She was a girlfriend, and she just got jealous because I had... I live in Bernie, so there's a lot of money over there. So the main house has 7 bedrooms. Mm-hmm. And so I, you know, pick up some people sometimes, and they live there. So I had a friend who was a female who lived there.
Hold on. Time out. You said the main house has 7 bedrooms.
Right.
That's your house?
Yeah.
You live there?
Yeah.
By yourself?
Well, my brother lives there. I got my daughter now with 4 of my grandkids and her husband.
But it's Mexican.
But it's your house.
It's my house.
Right. How were you able to afford a 7-bedroom house in Bernie?
I was working overseas. I was contracting. I was making $250,000 a year for like 8 years.
Okay. Fuck yeah. Look at you.
Well, I was a protection service for the ambassador.
The ambassador of what?
Of Afghanistan, the U.S. ambassador.
You protected the ambassador of Afghanistan.
Kind of like you got this weird-looking guy off to the side there. I'm like him, only like way better.
I'm pretty sure that guy would rip your fucking arms out of your sockets there, Doc. Pretty sure he would just absolutely do whatever he wanted to you.
Yes, I'm getting older now. I used to be a little bit more in shape, stuff, but not anymore. To the younger one.
How old are you, Doc?
56.
56. Tell us what recently, tell us how age is affecting you as of late. It's the most recent.
Yeah, okay. I piss funny now.
When you say you piss funny, what exactly do you mean?
That means I got to piss really bad, but I just pissed 2 minutes ago. Uh-huh. So I go to the bathroom again and I dribble a little bit and then come on, you know, nothing comes out. And then I go back again, then I don't pee for an hour, and then it's just kind of up and down, up and down. So I thought I might have a prostate problem. I didn't even think about this story. I got DP'd at the urologist.
Tell us about that.
All right. So I go in, and I have this pee problem. I don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, man, they're going to try and I don't know what's going to happen, but I think they're going to try and go up my dick, and I don't want that to happen. So I've kind of stayed away from things like that. So I go in, and they're going to a room, mood lights and everything. I'm not comfortable. They put me on my side, and then they take this wand with, like, a baseball-type thing on there, and they shove it in my ass.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
I hate to tell you this, buddy. You are at Ruth Chris Steakhouse.
I knew there was something wrong with the coupon. Invite D-back.
Hell yeah. All right, keep going, Doc.
So this guy puts this thing in my ass, and then not only that, but now he's moving it around and doing it, and I'm just like holding on. I'm just holding on. I'm like, okay. So then at the end, boop, pulls it out. Uh-huh. That hurt. And I was like, oh, thank goodness. I said, and then I kind of cleaned up with the guy. I thought I was going to get something in my pee hole. He said, that's the next room. And I said, fuck me. So I go into the next room. And swear to God, this is true. They have the tray. There's like a mound of the goo, of the gel.
All right.
And the thing that's going to go in my pee hole looks like the wand at a car wash. It's that.
You said the word of the day. Car wash is the word of the day.
You dried up all the pussies and you shriveled up all the cocks, my friend.
That is true.
Thank you.
That is true.
We're going to have a calmer world after this show.
You're the most unfuckable man on the planet right now.
No wonder these women hate you. I'm going to make you shower on your fucking knees tonight, Doc.
Shower on your knees.
Yeah. You're going to wake the baby. All right, Doc, we got to keep it moving. Here's a little joke book. Thank you. There goes Doc, everybody. It's a lot of... You might think that this episode is like a psychiatry office or something tonight, and it kind of is. There's a lot of, a lot of wild people get into stand-up. It's a crazy thing. Anything can happen. Make some noise for your next bucket pull. It's Jack McWilliams, everyone. Jack.
I hooked up with a girl who put on music to set the mood. I was about to go down on her when the song Cola by Lana Del Rey came on. For those that don't know, the first line of that sexy song is, my pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola. So that threw me off, I'll be honest. I was not expecting her to taste like the choice of a new generation, you know. Didn't seem sexy to me, but I didn't want to ruin the moment, so I just asked her, can I go down on you? She said, is Pepsi okay? Not my first choice, you know. I ordered a nice cold cock. Let me hear you fellas. Homophobic crowd. Seriously, there's no way that Lana Del Rey thinks it's sexy to taste like nobody's favorite beverage, right? That's got to be an advertisement for Pepsi. That product placement sticks out more than a shockingly clean car on The Walking Dead. I'm watching that show like, how did they get a brand new Chevy Silverado in the fifth year of a zombie apocalypse? All right, I'm Jack McWilliams. Thanks so much.
Jack McWilliams. This guy seems stable. He looks like a comedian. He acts like a comedian. He moves like a comedian. Mm-hmm. Doing jokes.
Yeah.
This is a relief out of this bucket tonight, Jack. How long you been doing stand-up?
Tonight.
Yeah.
10 years this Valentine's Day.
10 years this Valentine's Day. What made you start on Valentine's Day 10 years ago?
That was the day when there was an open mic and I clearly was single.
Yeah. I love it. So 10 years, where'd you start at?
That was in Bloomington, Indiana when I was in college, but I was in Chicago for 8 years.
Okay. You live here now?
So I'm in a long-distance relationship with a girl who lives in Austin, and I'm a golf caddy, so I go like nice. 6 months at a time.
Nice.
I was just passed on another callback to be a door guy here literally tonight. So
oh, wow.
Hopefully I get that.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. Fuck yeah, that'd be great. What an amazing thing happening here. Yeah. Hire him, the guy.
Charge this guy.
I love it.
Yeah. Adam Egan?
Yes. So you met Adam tonight.
Met him last Monday.
And he told you to come back
right.
for another one yep. tonight, and you right. did good tonight.
Yep.
And he said you have a chance of being a door guy.
Yeah.
He said he has to check his thing.
Yeah.
They have to do a little FBI, little research in
right. you. It was like, you said jokes, you look stable, but let's really find it out. We'll give you a month to...
Now they'd go through... A high-level research thing.
Right. I've got to battle 8 different jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Rogan's Club, the video game.
I've got a month to get it all down, so I think I'm a shoo-in.
What do you mean you got a month? What
to learn that? All the jiu-jitsu.
Oh, exactly.
Just a little jiu-jitsu riff. We'll get back.
No, totally. I love it, Jack. So you're a professional golf caddy.
Yes.
And how long have you been in a relationship with a girl from Austin?
2 years next month.
Nice. What does she do?
She works at HEB. She's a manager of the...
She's an American hero is what she is. That's right.
Wait, what's HEB?
Oh, you don't know about HEB, Harlan?
We're Canadian. We don't know what that is.
You're Canadian, too?
I'm just a piece of shit French-Canadian. I'm like half.
Wow.
I'm French-Canadian, too. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My cousins...
Yeah. No. What's an HPV?
HEB.
HPV.
HEB is the world's greatest grocery store, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it sounds like, hey, what do you mean world's greatest grocery store? Like, what does that even mean? All grocery stores are created equal. Mo, my friend, every single thing at an HEB is better than every single thing anywhere else. Literally, in every single way. If anything has the HEB logo on it, even if it looks like it's generic, it's better than the actual product that it's competing with.
Can I ask a question?
You can ask any question you'd like. I would love to answer it. We love HEB. That is not even a paid sponsorship, by the way. That is just our hearts. And
how's
it is
the lasagna?
A fucking unbelievable. Can I tell you something? 22 layers. Good fucking luck, buddy. I put one in the oven
fuck
on my way here. No, yeah.
Here. Fuck off.
I slow cook it. I put it on before the show. I come to sound check. Yeah. Good fucking luck, you French Canadian. You'll never get up to 22 layers. You would need a goddamn crane to pull off such a feat. The lasagna.
Layer? I barely know her.
Does your girl ever bring home any special treats from HEB? Some exclusive treats, perhaps their unbelievable jalapeno stuffed peppers. Stuffed jalapeno poppers.
It's actually my pet nickname for my girlfriend.
Indeed.
We always shop at HEB.
What are some of your favorite things from HEB? Tell these Canadians what the fuck is going on here.
Let's see. Hey, Adam Egan, be quiet. I'm having trouble thinking of a specific thing, but she just went through the management training, and I know that they like spend years with like a group of scientists developing their products to
yes,
become
they do.
As good, if not better, than like normal products like Doritos. They only hold Doritos because then everybody needs to still shop at HEB because they want to. Harlan, get with the program, man.
Okay. Yeah. Wait, so it's you're like awesome. Science food?
Yes.
Yeah. That's the perfect way to describe it. But like they'll develop a product for years before they release it, making sure that it's superior to whatever they're trying to replicate. So like
look, it's real.
Sodas.
What you have to understand is that it's real. And it's a fucking anomaly. And you kind of hear about it when you first get here. You know, I'm Red Band, and I've been here 5 fucking years now. And you learn a lot, HEB, in for 5 years. And different HEBs actually have different specialists and chefs and cooks and stuff that specialize in different things. For example, speaking of Bernie, I was at my buddy's ranch in Bernie a couple weeks ago. And it turns out their bakery is literally out of fucking control. To where the guy, my buddy Nick's dad, is like, hey, man, you got to try these motherfucking snickerdoodles, baby. And I'm like, what? I'm not a big cookie guy. I'm not into sweets. He's like, no, you got to try the fucking snickerdoodles from the HEB, baby. The lady at the bakery at this HEB here in Bernie, out of fucking control. And I swear to God, I ate like 72 fucking snickerdoodle cookies. It was like I was wasted on snickerdoodles.
What does HPB even stand for?
It's pronounced HPV is what it is. And
H-E-B. You guys are...
Don't you guys dare fucking take this grocery store's name in vain.
What does it mean? What are the letters?
So human papillomavirus.
People call it here everything's better, but I believe it's just after somebody's name.
It is, and you're not going to believe the name. Why? I believe it is. Is it Herbert? Herbert E. Butts, ladies and gentlemen. B-U-T-T-S. Motherfuckers.
Yeah, that's where I want to shop.
There's Red Band's one fart noise.
Thank you. No.
The buttered tortillas my girlfriend makes breakfast.
Yeah. The place goes wild.
And they make them fresh.
I know.
And again, I imagine that the people listening around the world right now are going, shut the fuck up. There's no way you guys have a superior grocery store. Fuck you. We do. It's an anomaly. It's just one of the things. We also have, as you may know, a superior gas station. Our grocery stores, our gas station, our tax breaks, our real estate, our booming economy. So many things are better here in
Herbert
Texas.
Like Eats Butts. I shop down the street at Wally Eats Ass. How about that?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Howard. I thought it was Herbert because that sounds cooler than Howard, but it's Howard E. Butts.
Yeah.
Howard
so
E. Butts.
We were going to... My girlfriend and I were going to have her move up to Chicago in June if something didn't take off comedy-wise for me. And she was like, I don't know where I'm going to work, where I'm going to shop. And I was just like, yeah, we got Jewel Osco, but that sucks compared to HEB.
No, yeah, there's no comparison.
Are you sure you're just not a valet in Key Largo?
Do have that vibe.
Somehow you look like you might be, guy.
Yeah.
It's a golf caddy. Are there any promising golf caddy positions here in
Austin? At Spanish Oaks.
Oh, nice. So you already work here. Yeah. Fucking perfect, man.
So I go 6 months at a time.
You're doing
handicap.
Oh, I play the least amount of golf I ever have now that I caddy. So like bogey golf, but I was like a 10 in college. So good enough to keep up and have fun.
Perfect.
Look like you smash it.
Yeah.
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 You do, Jack. Yeah. Congratulations, Jack. A fantastic performance.
Jack, are you around Wednesday for a secret show?
Yes, sir.
Boom, doing the secret show. Boom, on a real gig. Very possibly the newest door guy here at the mothership. Here's the big joke book, my friend. Boom. Jack McWilliams getting real gigs. That's how possible things are with just a little bit of jokes and mental stability. You can actually have good things happen to you on this show. This bucket pool is representing the inside, but I believe they've already wrangled her. Ladies and gentlemen, representing the audience, make some noise for Paula, everybody. Here we go.
Hi, I'm going to do something a little different here. I'm not going to talk about the number one topic usually on this show, which is dicks. I'm going to talk about a former Olympic sport. You might not notice, but I was a competitive athlete at one point. I'm kind of surprised, too. Anybody want to guess what sport that might have been? Nope. Synchronized swimming. That's what made me question the Olympics. If I could do it, I'm not convinced. So what made me realize that I couldn't take my gift to the next step was because I hated getting my hair wet. One more. One more joke.
All right, I'm going to save you here, Paula. Go ahead, and now, even though the bear is played, go ahead, do the one more. How long do you think the one more is?
Just 20 seconds.
Okay, here we go, 20 seconds, okay. Paula.
Have you noticed that nothing lasts anymore? Your car, 5 to 7 years. Your phone, 2 to 3 years. Your washing machine, 5 years. It's a revolving door for constant revenue. I think it all started with tidy whities. They were white. And, there was one more part to that. It was impossible to hide your biohazards.
All right, Paula. Jiminy crickets. Good Lord Almighty, Paula. I gotta tell you, you are the opposite of an HEB. Paula, grab that microphone. You're in the interview part now. Have you ever done stand-up before?
Never.
What made you want to sign up for this here tonight? What in the world would make you want to sign up for this?
I watched the show for at least 5 years, and I thought it would be kind of fun.
How did it feel? How does it feel? You're in it right now.
I was a little nervous back there, but it's okay.
Okay, Paula, let's talk about your life. You've seen the show. Obviously, the set didn't go that good, but you can save it with an amazing interview.
I got some stuff.
Okay, tell us about your life, Paula.
All right.
I like your haircut.
Thank you.
You look like what Uma Thurman in Pulp Fiction would have looked like if she would have died all the way from the overdose. If Travolta didn't hit her right in the heart with that syringe, that would have been you.
It's nice to see the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang making a comeback.
What? What is Chitty Chitty?
But he wasn't even old.
Lollipops, ice cream, all free today.
What are these references?
Lollipops, ice cream, come on, children, all free today.
We're going to have to overlay on the YouTube show. We're going to have
to... One of the worst villains of all time, the child catcher from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
I don't know anything about
that. Put a top hat on that, that's it.
Oh, my God, I do see it.
What?
Red Band has pulled it up, and indeed, you look like the Chitty...
Lollipop, ice cream, free today.
Wow. Absolutely amazing.
Children, come out, children.
Okay, all right. We get the...
it's going a lot better than her act. I mean, fuck off. And by the way, can you do one more when you haven't done the first one yet?
Oh, it's great.
Lollipops all free today, children.
It's incredible. Harlan is so funny that he's able to kill with an impression that nobody's ever even seen before.
Right.
This is amazing. So, Paula, tell us about your life. What's a fun fact about your life?
My dad's brother was killed by the mob.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Uh-oh, I fucked up.
Yeah.
Lollipops. Graveyard, shallow graves, all free today.
Okay, but what about you, Paula? Let's talk about you. You look like you've been through about 9 or 10 divorces or something like that. No, I'm kidding. All right, let's hear it, Paula. What you been doing with your life?
I've been on Steve Harvey before.
What were you doing on Steve Harvey's show?
Divorcing Pee Wee Herman. Yeah.
She said she was on Steve Harvey. Put it together.
I submitted an Ask Steve.
Okay.
And then they called me and they interviewed me and then we did that on the show.
Okay. All right. What did you want to ask Steve?
It was probably back in like 2015 or 16, but it was something about, it was when one of our kids was in college and he lived in a walk-up and we had never been in the place, but we were paying the rent and he wouldn't let us in. We had to sit on the stoop. And so that's what the question was regarding. And then Steve Harvey went
off. All right, Paula.
Jesus Christ.
This is amazing, Paula.
Sorry.
You sure you've seen this show, Paula?
Yes.
Okay. All right. How many kids do you have?
Two.
What did you do for work your entire life?
For
she's
a while,
got all
I
the kids. She's the child catcher.
Hold on. Okay. All right. Enough of the...
I'll do it again. You're watch it.
Okay, we got
lollipop.
It. All right.
All three.
Very good.
All
right. Children.
Answer the fucking question, Paula.
I did. I tried. I was a fitness trainer for a while.
Okay, fitness trainer. And then what? You got married, stopped working, had kids?
No. It was when my kids were older.
Okay. How old are your kids now?
One is almost 40 and one is in his 30s.
Okay, cool. And you have a boyfriend now?
I'm married.
You're married. How do you keep things fresh in the bedroom?
I don't.
Lollipop.
Okay. Jesus fucking Christ. Paula, here's a little joke book. Get out of here. Get off of me. Here's a little joke book. Can you catch? Here we go. Oh!
Boom! She's an Olympian.
The Olympic. Great catch. She really is an athlete. Jesus fucking Christ. Some wild bucket pulls tonight, folks. This is what the show is. Sometimes it's home run derby and sometimes it's strikeout city. You never know what's going to happen here. All right. It appears to be your final bucket pull of the night. Your third female comedian of the night goes by the name of Jenny Ann, everybody. Here we go.
Hi, everybody. Hello. So I've been thinking about my celebrity doppelganger, and I finally found it. It's the nerd emoji. Yeah, I've been a nerd for a really long time. Back when the internet asked women one question, you probably know, was it hot? Were you hot or were you not? Yeah, I was on a scale of 1 to 10, and I was a 9. Yeah, don't laugh. I was 9 years old. Okay, Epstein. Now, I'm an adult, and the internet asks me more questions like, what's your name? What's your social security number? Are you a girl boss or are you a trad wife? And I'm like, I'm single and tired. I'm so exhausted, I'm outsourcing all my decisions to AI. I'm scared I'm actually turning into a robot. Eventually, I think the question might be not, are you hot or not, but are you a bot or not? Thank you.
God. Fucking strike me down. Just slit my fucking throat.
I think I might be able to save this one. Can I see your picture here?
If you do the fucking thing, I'm going to blow my brains out. Oh, my God. You're going
to... Lollipop. All three today, children. I saved it. Fuck off. I saved it.
That is amazing. Jenny Ann, you've been on this show before, correct?
Yeah, I sold a 69 Mustang on your show.
Oh, that's right. You pitched a 69 Mustang, and then you ended up selling it.
Yeah, to a dad and his sons, and they're going to fix it up.
Nice. Very good. How exciting. What else is going on in your life, Jenny? You've had enough time to maybe think about what else you could have talked about in the interview portion of the show since the last time you were on. Any fun facts about your life or anything interesting about you?
I don't know where to begin.
Any one of the things would be where to begin. Any one of the things.
I used to run a lot, and I ran in college, and then after college, uh-huh. I was briefly a shoe model for Hoka Shoes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How much did that pay? How much does a shoe model pay? Is your face in the things, or is it like...
No, you know. Just, we were chased by a giant marshmallow to explain how soft Hoka Shoes was.
Wow. Well, I have good news. The giant marshmallow sits right next to me now. This is him.
Damn you, Ghostbusters. I know. Well, isn't it like a shoe model? Like a mannequin could do that, right? Like, you don't... What's,
yeah, I mean, we just...
It's just the shoe.
It was just us. We, like, ran around on a track in, like, a giant marshmallow.
How about anything else interesting about you, Jenny Ann? Anything else about your life? What's your dating life like? You seem like the third craziest woman that's been on the show tonight.
Thank you. My dating life is, I'm starting to date more, so that's good.
What are you doing to do that? Are you on the apps or something?
Yeah, I am on the apps.
Okay. Is your avatar the nerd emoji? What does your bio say on these apps?
Basically looking for someone who likes to make things and go on long walks and get coffee.
Wow.
No, this is so boring.
This is one foxy dork right here, Tony. Jesus yeah. Christ.
It is.
Are we hitting it off? Yeah, like you keep looking at me. I'm married. I can't, but goddamn.
No.
I still think she's like a dominatrix or something. Like, yeah, how she's something. At, you know, something dark.
I think she's got a Gilligan's Island fetish.
Oh, another super topical Harlan reference. We've eked our way to the early 70s, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm this close to pulling out the lollipop.
Oh, my God. All right. So, Jenny, give us an example. Like, the last date that you went on, what was that? You matched with somebody, and then you met them for coffee or something?
We went for a walk around Lady Bird Lake.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm not the Lady Bird Lake killer.
All right, keep going, Jenny. That's not funny. Just keep going. It's just crazy. It's crazy what's going on here tonight. It's the least funniest people. Like, I'm going to sign up for Kill Tony.
I've never had narcolepsy, but I think I'm about to get it real quick.
Policy. That's... What?
Okay. Let him sleep before he does the lollipops thing.
Lollipop! I see all feet today, children.
All right, okay. So, Jenny, you went for a walk around Lady Bird Lake, and then the date? What happened?
I told him about what I did last week.
Uh-huh. What did you do the week before?
I went to Las Vegas to help sell AI guns.
Okay. All right. Okay, so then what happened on the fucking date, Jenny? Jesus God.
Somehow I made him laugh. I don't.
All right,
Tony, she's boring.
Yeah, it is incredible.
God damn, she's.
Jenny, last question I could possibly ask you before we. I think this might be a new thing. Just the new wait a year program. Before I put you on a year of no sign-up allowance.
Bring back Blacklist.
Give us something fucking interesting about your entire life. Anything could work right now. Anything. It was the car, wasn't it? You sold a Mustang and that was it. That was your entire personality last time you were on. And now you're back.
Yeah, I'm back. What?
You've seen the show before.
I watch it every Monday.
Yeah. And you see, like, I'll ask somebody a question, and then they'll answer honestly, and I'll say something.
I'm answering honestly.
Okay, most interesting thing about your fucking life?
200 body count.
Again, we keep answering for you here, Jenny Ann. You're not saying anything while claiming that you're answering honestly. It's normally not this hard. You can say anything. Any fucking thing. Any fucking thing about your entire fucking life.
I think it's interesting that I sold AI guns last week.
Okay, there she goes. Jenny Ann, a year. You'll have to wait a year to see her big return. Holy shit. There she goes. Golly gee, what the fuck? You know, if I was a fan of this show, I'd be thinking maybe it's burnt out. You know what I mean? Maybe, just maybe. Maybe they ran their course. In the end, it was just a bunch of crazy people signing up for the chance to do a minute. But let me remind you, we find stars almost every other week or so. There's another fucking absolute monster comedian that we find. Dedrick Flynn has the week off. He's in Atlanta with his family. For those of you that are fans of the show, may I say, we have a book to recommend. The great Louis C.K. wrote a book. It's called Ingram, everybody. I read it. It's amazing. You should read it. Why not read a book while listening to your favorite podcast, Kill Tony? How about a hand for Louis C.K., ladies and gentlemen? It's an amazing book. You're going to love it. Harlan, what were you going to say there?
No, the moment's passed. I was going to say, this was more, like, entertaining than...
Yeah, it literally was the highlight of her set.
That was the most interesting thing she did, really.
Yeah. Anyway, we can always count on our regulars. The great Ari Matty performed earlier. And the only way to end a show like this is with the Hall of Famer with the record for the most appearances on this show. The most interviews during the show in the show's history. And he is here again. Ladies and gentlemen, closing us out, it's the Memphis Strangler, the Vanilla Gorilla, the Big Red Machine. This is William Montgomery, everybody.
Did y'all know that a woman discovered Kevlar? And then she said, I'll just turn this into a little vest. I recently asked ChatGPT if AI would one day replace Red Band's job as podcast producer, and it responded, you mean Red Band hasn't been replaced yet? I watched Donnie Darko dubbed in French the other day, and I definitely didn't know what the fuck was going on. My girl don't need a sports bra. She needs to sit on the couch and watch Bravo, bra. My girl don't need a sports bra. She needs to call the American Idol hotline and issue a bomb threat, bra. Okay, that's my time. Thank you, Tony.
Ooh. In and out, William Montgomery. William, have you watched any of tonight's show? Have you seen any of it? Sometimes you're...
Saw just a little of it. I haven't been paying attention, but what a bunch of kind of weirdo kind of people, right?
Yeah.
Psycho bitches.
Yeah.
Psycho bitches. That last girl, she seemed strange. When she was walking out, I just touched her shoulder, just trying to be nice. And then I went on with what I was doing, and I turned around, and she was just sitting there staring at me. And I was like, okay, bitch, keep walking. I was trying to be nice. I was trying to be nice, bitch. What the fuck?
It is wild. Proof that the bucket is real, that anything can happen. Because if these things were pre-picked or produced at all, clearly none of that. I like Demo Majok, the extremely black man. And yeah, the caddy, the Jack McWilliams was fun. But and then there's just
funny.
You and Ari Matty.
Yeah, well, I've been so busy up there. I've been hanging out with Ari Matty's friend, also from Estonia. He will not get off my back in the green room. It's Tony.
There's an Estonian comedian that's annoying you in the green room?
It's really... No, I'm kidding. He's been very nice. I only briefly said hello, but he seemed very...
What
have I been doing up there tonight, Tony? I'm trying to even think about what I've even been doing up there tonight. Not a lot.
You've been doing in the green room while we've been taping the show?
Huh?
Nothing. Right. William, how's life been going for you? What have you been
up to? Not good, Tony. Well, it's not funny. No, not good. I got to snap out of it. I haven't done the fucking row machine in 3 weeks. I've been fucking...
What made you stop rowing?
Get my sciatic nerve. And then I was worried I was going to just stop doing it. Now I've just stopped doing it. So I've got to get back. I've been in this horrible funk. I've been in it for 3 weeks now. So I just got to get out of it, Tony. I've been on fucking eBay. I've bought all the fucking Oriental rugs I can literally fit in my place. And now I'm on to lamps. Now I'm buying a bunch of lamps on fucking eBay. But I'm a little worried because I got this really cool kind of old school looking ashtray. And I got the package finally arrived today and it was broken.
Why didn't you buy it from me, William? We're fucking friends, man.
Yeah, you could go to Nick Rochefort's antique store at Shamanic's
house. What the fuck
are
you talking about? You told me. No, you don't have very good looking rugs. I looked at your fucking rugs, dumbass.
I have good looking rugs.
It's great rugs. Shamonix house. Shamonix house.
And you went on fucking eBay behind my back,
yeah, I got
man.
On fucking eBay, and they smell like shit. All of them smell like shit. They all smell moldy. I should have bought one.
What kind of lamps have you bought off eBay this week?
Oh, my gosh. I got one that looks like a duck, a brass-looking duck. I've got a one that looks like another Oriental. It's another Oriental thing. It's some sort of cookie jar. It's some sort of jar. I gotta get a lampshade. So I've been looking on this lampshade website, and that's real kind of boring. I mean, they got different kind of lampshades. They got ones that kind of look like a cylinder. They also got ones with like a small top.
Yeah, what else? Yeah, what other kinds do they have?
I don't know. There
fucking
aren't
make something up here. It's getting
like,
laughs.
Like spherical.
More shit.
Yeah.
There's also fiber optic stuff. Yeah, I'm getting fiber optic out in my apartment, Tony. Sorry, yeah, it was just so boring. It's hard to even do that.
I saw something on social media the other day that you were sitting in your living room the other night and an owl smashed into your window. Is that true?
It is true, and it's very weird. I didn't know if it was a demonic kind of thing. I didn't really understand because I've literally in my car recently, all these birds hit my side window.
Oh, my God.
Literally, when I'm at like a red light, birds will just start going into my fucking side window.
Whoa.
And now it's happening in my apartment.
Whoa.
And now it's happening with owls. Now it's happening with hawks.
Whoa.
Now it's happening with all different kinds of birds they have around here. Seriously.
You're not dating Alfred Hitchcock, are you? Another old reference.
Ooh. It's the late 50s, no big deal.
You want to go to Arby's later?
Yeah. Double beef and cheddar.
Ooh, steak bites. I love the Arby's steak bites.
Oh, you do? What else do you love from Arby's?
Motherfucking Jamocha shake, Tony!
Whoa!
No, but that's all I really love. I really do love a Jamocha shake.
That's it?
I can just do that right there.
What do they call?
No, nothing else from Arby's.
What do you call them?
A Jamocha shake, Carla! That's how I order them, and the birds are fucking flying into my window, dying. Seriously, it's been a weird... That's why I've been down recently, Tony. It's weird.
Birds have been flying into your windows.
Correct. And it's on some social media stuff.
There must be
you
some...
You heard about that, Harlan.
I saw that. I also heard an ostrich ran up your ass.
Is there something that you're leaving out, perhaps? Do you have some type of food that you've left out? Why would birds fly into your windows? Is there something going...
Energy thing, I think, Tony.
Wow.
I'm worried about, yeah.
Don't they say if a bird flies into your house, it means somebody's going to die? And I don't want to be morbid, but isn't that like a thing?
Yeah.
God, I've been watching a whole bunch of fucking police cam videos. That's what I've been doing. And dear Lord, Tony, right before this, again, I kind of haven't been feeling great. And I'm watching this one. I didn't even click on the next video. It just goes on. And it's these two police officers. And there's this crazy guy who won't roll down the window. And he to give the fucking driver's license. And then they end up breaking out the window. And then he shoots the one guy in the neck and the stomach. And then it shows a process of them blocking off the roads with the other police cruisers from their fucking police scams. It was police scams everywhere. But it kind of didn't help my mood before I got here.
What's that got to do with a bird?
A lot of people say you laugh like an owl.
Okay. Well, I mean,
stupid.
Recommend the book
Respond
Ingram by Louis C.K. one more time, since a lot of people have decided to take up reading instead of watching Kill Tony. We want to say a fond farewell to the millions of people that believed in us for a long time. William, you might have to start rowing again, buddy.
Yeah, I have to.
Yeah.
I have to.
Yeah. Well, do you think, I noticed that 3 weeks ago you stopped rowing. 3 weeks ago was also about the same timeline as that one show that you did. Do you think there's any correlation to you stopping working out, birds flying into your windows? Do you think there's any correlation between what is being considered, you know, a very viral moment for you and all of these things? Birds flying into your windows, owls. All these
tearing
things.
Up. He's tearing
no,
up.
No, he's not.
Oh my God. He's tearing up.
Are you trying to make yourself
some
cry?
Witchy bit? Put a spell on you, Will.
William, are you trying to make yourself cry right now?
Some witchy bit.
William, don't try to make yourself cry. This is a first in the history of the show. William has never gone to acting school. He's never taken an acting class. He's never talked to an acting coach. And he's trying to make himself cry.
Yeah, I was really crying the other morning, Tony.
Tell us why you were crying.
No.
Come on. It's okay. You tell us.
No.
Come on.
No. I could never. Not in this situation, no.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Well, the world. What the fuck? No! You stupid asshole.
Somebody kill this guy!
Oh, there it is, William Montgomery. This has been another episode of Kill Tony. Brought to you by ExpressVPN and Shopify. The Moody Center is New Year's Eve. The drawing from Ryan J. Ebelt is in. Let's see what Chris Rogers drew over there. Ooh, a Timmy No Breaks. Look at that. Guys, make sure you listen to the Harland Highway podcast with Harland Williams. Harland, anything else you want to plug? You're on tour.
I'm on tour. I'm doing theaters with the Killers of Kill Tony.
Yes.
And in 2026, I will be doing my own Comzilla comedy tour all over the country. Check out harlandwilliams.com. And lastly, my new movie that I wrote and directed called Wingman is coming out in 2026. Keep your eyes open for it. It's going to be great.
Harland
Thank you.
Directed and wrote the movie. It is incredible.
Thank you.
Nick Rochefort, ladies and gentlemen, is on the Scuffed Reel Tour. Tell them where they can get tickets for that.
You can get tickets at ShamanicsHouse.com. I appreciate it. Thank you. Head over there, buy antiques, and buy tickets to a comedy show like a weirdo.
He really does have his own very successful antique store. It is cool as hell. Check out Shamanic's House, Shamonix House on Instagram and the website. Thank you to ExpressVPN and Shopify. And Red Band?
Check out SunsetStripATX.com. Love you guys.
We did it again. One more time. Moody Center. New Year's Eve. It's your last chance to see a Kill Tony live in 2025. Thank you, live audience. We'll see you guys again soon. Good night, everybody.
Sunset Strip Comedy Club in Austin, Texas is now open. Check out Red Band's secret show every Thursday.
Go to sunsetstripatx.com for tickets.